Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
A text number if you just want to comment, say hi, send us a picture, whatever. Is 800-400-3697. We love to hear from you guys. Here's a couple.
Okay.
925 says, just to clarify, it says you can't use charcoal to barbecue at Lake Merritt. 415 says, there is a map with designated barbecue areas. You can't barbecue everywhere along the lake. So there seems to be...
Or you could just leave people alone. And as long as they're not burning anything down or burning their plastic bottles. I mean, just try not to... be a Budinsky.
Yeah, I mean, she's now...
She's,
for her trouble, she's now wishing she could go back into obscurity.
Right.
And be
she's
going to
get nothing but crap for this.
Right.
No good comes of this. None. Well, except for the party yesterday. That seemed fun.
The barbecue issue was charcoal versus no charcoal. They were using charcoal in a no charcoal area. Definitely petty.
No. Oh.
Yeah, but you got yourself on SNL, man.
And your RBF is everywhere.
Oh, my God, Sarah. Wine is great. You just have to try a budget to you find one you like.
It's probably a bunch of it, and she talked it into her phone, and came out budget.
That's what I was saying. Drink, like, 15... 20 bottles.
Please
and then
stop
decide.
Encouraging me to drink, Vincent.
One of us has to.
Yuzi's handling it for all of us.
Yay!
Yeah, Yuzi!
What am I handling?
All the drinking.
The drinking.
Oh.
Oh, she continues to clap.
Did you get hammered this weekend?
I had a bottle of wine yesterday with one of the girls I went with.
Oh. Went with to where?
To the goat yoga.
Oh, go.
Oh, you had
yoga.
A bottle of
Heather.
Wine before goat yoga?
No, after goat yoga.
Okay.
Goat
we
yoga is just an excuse to get us to lunch and wine.
Went to lunch and then we went to the nursery.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
God,
it's right there.
Love your little plants you got. So excited.
Put it outside today.
408 says, I like how you all skated right by Sarah saying, by the time your kids are 4 or 5, it's hard to throw them anymore.
What, you never threw your kid on a bed or picked them up and throw them over your shoulder? Kids love to be thrown. Are you kidding me?
The
they
pool.
Live to be thrown. Yeah. I didn't mean to be like I'm going to throw my kid at the wall. I can see where you might have misunderstood
that. The worst thing
that.
About the kid thing, in my opinion, is you do anything once and they like it.
Again.
And they want to do it 1,000 times.
More, said the baby. That's a book. Just so true.
Was Sarah attempting to throw her kids around up until they were 4 or 5?
No, they wanted me to throw them even past that. I'm talking about, fun throwing, not mean throwing.
No, come on.
It was all fun throwing.
Yeah.
Kids love that. Kids love being hurled around.
If you're changing the sheets on the bed and there's 1,000 pillows and the comforters on there and it's just a big pile of feathers, throw them into that.
We had this big, kind of a beanbag poof. Humongous thing, right? Like 2 adults could lounge on this thing. And they just all day long, throw me on the thing, throw me on the beanbag. I just have to throw them on there. And then we used to put them in a blanket. Like you'd lay the blanket on the ground, they lay in it, and then you swing them, parent on each side, and flip them onto a couch.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Or whatever, and just, God, that's how we got our exercise.
510 says, that was in Shasta, and the girl's name was Sherry Papini. This was the kidnapping story that, when it came out, sounded so fishy that people
to everyone
didn't believe it.
No.
And didn't believe the husband and didn't believe her and couldn't figure out what the heck. And then they got mad because they were like, how can you, during our tragedy, be acting like we're... Right. Criminals.
Did it turn out that they...
We still haven't heard.
Yeah, I don't remember
they
there
moved,
being a resolve on that.
I think
that.
They moved from Shasta, but the once they dug into the story, they found out she had been cheating. Like, they looked at her phone, and there were some texts from a dude she was dating.
Oh.
So there was some weirdness going on, whether or not she, you know, nothing proved to be phony about the kidnapping. Proved to be.
Right.
So far, anyway.
Or that I've heard of, right?
Right.
Someone had texted in that there, somewhere on there, Vinny, around there, it says that it's going to become a movie.
Oh.
Or maybe a TV movie, something
the
like that?
The TV movie was the one in Vallejo where the person...
Oh.
So the kidnap story in Vallejo, it's going to be a movie.
Oh.
That's the one where the lady ended up down in Huntington Beach. Remember that?
Yeah.
And everyone thought it was a fake.
Mm-hmm.
And it turned out that was real, that the guy had been tied up.
Oh.
Remember that story? No.
I'm getting them
mixed up in
my
head.
Yeah, so the Papini one... was the Mexican women that kidnapped
her. Head
right,
or,
right.
Oh, God, they shaved
her
head and
stuff.
Everything?
Yeah.
The Vallejo one was some real estate guy.
Mm-hmm.
You could look it up real quick and read it right off the page, but it was like a real estate guy, kidnapper dude, who took this lady and dumped her down in Huntington Beach, but I guess he didn't get the payout that he'd been trying to get or something.
Mm.
I wish I could remember more detail about it, but that definitely would make a good movie because everyone thought that one was a fake. Because she ended up down at her family's house in Huntington.
That's the one.
When did this come out? This is an article that came out.
I do remember that.
In March, it says, just the headline says, Vallejo woman and fiance wrongly accused of kidnapping hoax settle for $2.5 million.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
Well, they got some money out of it.
Yeah.
So, yay?
I don't know. That money cost the people of Vallejo, right?
Yeah, Vallejo doesn't have any money to
get their own problems.
That's when they went bankrupt.
Yeah.
Let's see. Yes, Pink concert tickets include a copy of the CD.
That must be it. Isn't that clever?
The artist dates are so far out because the arenas are so busy. Basketball, hockey, private events, other artists, Disney on Ice, etc. Yeah, I mean, we know why. It's just weird to be promoting
it
this
early. Seems like lately we've been getting so many more. It just seems like a long time out to plan these tours that these guys are going on. Like... you know,
if you told me I was going to be on the road till next year in November or something, I would be bummed. But I guess if you're a working artist, you're like,
that's what you want to do. I want to work.
I'm busy. I'm making bank. It's
He's
all good.
19. He's having the time of his life. Good for you, Shawn Mendes. Crazy reputation. There's nothing holding me back.
Please, Barbecue Becky, says 510. This story is so bogus. Her initial reason for calling the police was not racially driven. Although she shouldn't have taken it to that extreme, what this has turned into is ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, wait. It's just an ugly incident that could have been avoided by just going, you're not supposed to barbecue here and keep on walking. 650 says, hey, Herman.
Yeah.
Herman, that is new.
That's a good one. I like it. Show Dogs is not a cartoon. It's live action with comedians doing the voices.
Yeah, I remember watching the trailer, and I just, you know, when you see the dog's mouths moving, and
like that part's definitely animated.
They're speaking English, you know, kind of. It just got muddled.
408 says, "Who, man?"
Christy Missy muddled.
What?
I love you, but when it comes to kids, you're clueless.
What did he do now?
I don't know. What did
it's
he
cause
do?
It's because I suggested Vicky sit down with this kid and say, hey, why don't we compromise and we'll try this for a half hour.
Yeah, Vinny doesn't want to watch it either. That's
well, there
too.
It is. That's what it comes down
well,
to.
Well, no, but I'm telling you, the first day, I truly tried. I put it on, but
try
I was
harder.
Up making a few things for dinner.
They have the rest of their lives to watch
it. By the time I got back to her, she was like, I want to change this. I'm not into it. And I went, all right. I'm not going to force you to hear singing.
Go, Bryn.
Was that you?
Yeah, I just wanted to see if I could hit the note.
Oh. High.
And you could.
Again.
I can't wait to jam with you on your birthday.
How is that going to work out? You give me a keyboard?
Yeah, you want a keyboard or is it a piano? Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I'll give you a keyboard. I'll put a keyboard
Sounds
out.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah. Getting it all set up.
You told your neighbors to run for it, right?
No, I invited my neighbors.
Oh.
I've invited a couple. I haven't walked around the neighborhood inviting people yet.
My 2 8-year-olds watched The Greatest Showman on Saturday. Daughter said it was the best movie ever. Son hated it.
Oh. Oh.
Deadpool 2 was the most entertaining movie I've seen in months, if not years. Thanks, guys and ladies. If you hadn't reviewed it, I wouldn't have seen it.
Oh. Good job, Hooman. Bren, who actually saw it. I'm just an ordinary demigod.
Fortnite is the number one on Twitch Online, a game streaming app for Xbox and PC. The idea is to gather in groups as a team and raid the other forts and take all their stuff. You can also kill all the other players and grab their loot. It's basically an online shooter with team-based fighting. In the game, you can use... Okay, it just goes on and on.
Yeah,
so this is what the people are up to.
All right. Well, you know, that sounds fun.
Game involves multiple players being dropped onto an island. They have to find guns, ammo, and other items and eventually kill each other till there's only one person standing. Well, that's good.
Yep, if that's for you, have fun with it.
I'm a teacher in a band talking about Fortnite in my classroom. It's all they talk about. And it's a huge classroom distraction when you try to teach them math and all they can talk about is different skins their characters have.
Oh.
I don't know about that. Don't want to.
I guess you can probably customize them. Probably all kinds of in-app purchases and stuff. Parents are going to get the bill. Oh my God, $1,000 on Fortnite.
415 says, morning.
Well, hello.
Regarding David Beckham, guests were not allowed to interact with the media or public, hence Victoria's reaction.
Oh.
Love you guys. African listener number one.
Oh, cute. African.
David Beckham was waving to people, though.
Oh, he's not supposed to.
Is that not interaction?
He's breaking the rules.
Yeah. Just walk in.
His wife's mad about
it. Act like no one's there.
The Queen's going to talk to us about this one. They probably do talk to the queen, too, right?
I have no idea what happens to those things. There must be something, right?
Well, that article I was reading says the queen makes so many public appearances that 2/3 of England have seen her at some
point.
In person,
right. It's busy. She's a busy lady.
My son is going crazy and wants to talk Fortnite with you.
Oh, my God. Hilarious, because we're mentioning Fortnite. And, no, thanks. I'm too old for that. Can't talk about video games.
My nephew's roommate is in college failing calculus because of Fortnite.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's the downfall of video games. You really can invest so much time in them that you're like Rip Van Winkle when you wake up from your Fortnite doze. Like the world continues on without you and 72 hours have gone by and you missed your final and, it doesn't seem like a good idea. Try to prioritize
you
people.
And John used to play video games like that, didn't you?
We did. Yep. When Sega first came out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if it was when it first came out, but it seemed early days. Like we had Sonic the Hedgehog. And
you'd just go and go.
We'd just go and go. And
like you get high or something?
No.
What? And you just watch each other take turns, or is it two
player?
We'd
have to take turns. I think it was one player. I think we had to go back and forth. And there were a few games that we played on there, and we would, we didn't know a lot of people down there. When we first moved to Florida, we'd just sit on the couch and all weekend long, occasionally eat, pee once in a while, and we just play video games. Oh, there it is.
You miss it?
I think it was try Sonic 2. Well, don't. Just don't worry about it. I take it back.
Snap should sell to Insta and merge their tech with Insta Stories and bring their filters over to Insta because Insta's filters are trash. It's a 707. I don't know. Somebody's got to do something around here.
Well, someone needs to fix that for
what's
you.
What's the stock?
That's awful.
10 something.
It's almost 10.
Vinny picked this strange song a few weeks ago. Punk, but no singing, more like talking. What was it? I swear it was in the first Iron Man when Robert Downey Jr. was in his little man cave building his Iron Man suit. Mm-hmm. I don't know it from Iron Man, but I was for that. My birthday. You did?
I rewatched part one just for fun, and it was in there. Your song.
Institutionalized uh-huh. by Suicidal Tendencies cool. is in
and
that
I only
movie.
I recognize so the song funny. Because I just played it for you. And I'm like, oh, look at that. He's like just rocking out, you know, focused on his thing, whatever he's doing with the robots.
How? But I would have just said, had you not seen that, I would have just said that there's no way Suicidal Tendencies is in.
That's funny.
Iron Man. But okay, yeah, that's what it was. Suicidal mm-hmm. Tendencies Institutionalized is the name of the song. And yes, I got to play it for my birthday on Alice, and I'll probably never get that gift again.
No, you might.
I doubt it.
I don't know. I thought it was pretty fun just waiting around to see what you'd pick.
Yeah.
Oh, I was just.
I like that. On our birthdays, we should all get to pick one song.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in.
Yeah.
Hi, Sarah and Vinny. I just finished Ready Player One. Epic.
Yeah.
What are you two reading now? Or recommend as my next book.
There's so many good books. Have you read the Red Rising series yet? I just love that series.
I couldn't get through it.
You have to get past the first 50 pages of the first book, and then it just takes off.
I'm reading the Jack Reacher stories, and I don't know if I like them.
Oh, well, I've read the a first few of those. One. They're pretty good.
The first
oh,
one.
No, not the Jack Reacher. I'm thinking of another Harrison Ford character. Yeah, I haven't read those. You're not crazy
well,
for it?
It's not great. It's not great. It's fine, but it's not great.
I'm on book 12 of Rookie Privateer series right now.
Book 12?
Yeah. Some listener recommended them, and I just love them. I love the whole concept. It's like 1,000 years from now, and we just live all over the place.
You know what we started doing with my kid? Because we're trying to keep her off screens as much as possible, mm-hmm. and it's harder than you think, all you wise guys out there. We've got her listening to stories. Mm. And she's listening to The Secret Playhouse. There's like 100 books or something in that. And they're just innocent and fun and cool. Hmm. And so instead of letting her have more screen time, mm-hmm. we're like, go listen to a book.
What device are you using?
Her mom's phone. She has the phone, but it's just yeah. the audio. There's
Is she able to pay attention or does she drift off?
She loves them.
Oh, that's great.
And she totally bites the stories to tell you something that fantastical that's happened to her. Uh-huh. You're like, it didn't happen to you. What
it
you
did
Sarah?
Happen in my mind. It mind it. I, it did.
It sounds like Sarah.
That's not your story.
That happened to Jack and Annie.
No, it happened to me in my head. It did. In
so
my brain.
She was telling her mom, I'm going to tell you a story. And she goes, she does the whole intro to it. Hmm. This story is read by Isla Hassan. She only puts her name and goes, the unabridged telling of The Secret Treehouse. As performed by...
Oh my God, hilarious.
She's memorized because she's listened
hilarious.
To so many of them. So her mom's like trying not to bust up right. and gets down to tell me. She's like, you cannot believe.
Wow.
She knows. She has memorized the intro and thinks it's part of the story.
Oh, that's classic. Well, that's great. That's what a good habit to get her into. I mean, she'll mm-hmm. be able to port. I mean, God, a couple of years from now, she'll be on the Harry Potters. And God, there's so many good. All the Nancy Drews. Oh,
anything's better than letting her sit in front of the TV.
Absolutely. And it's nice, too, when you listen to a book, your hands are free and you can do other things. Like I love, you know, when you're cleaning or going on a walk or, you know, anything, cooking. We always have a book on. It's funny.
510 says, Bryn, did you start reading... Did you start to watch 13 Reasons Why Season 2? It's very good.
I have not, no.
I understand that they pulled it because of the shooting on Friday. Oh. Is that true?
Yeah,
I saw a story
heard.
About that this morning that they've pulled it. So unless you binged it right off the bat, I
let me see if I can find the story. Because did it open with the shooting at a school? Was that the reason why?
Netflix cancels 13 Reasons Why Season 2 after Santa Fe High School shooting. The big plot line in the second season centered around a thwarted school shooting. The cast was supposed to appear in L.A. for a screening of the new season, which dropped last night. Does that mean they just took it down? So it was up for a while and then they took it down? Because if someone saw some of it. Anyway, that's... the latest. We'll see if we get an update on that for tomorrow.
925 says, does Yuzi know that escape rooms have very poor lighting? Be careful, Yuzi.
That is my concern.
Well, I wonder if we can ask them specifically, like, turn the lights on.
Yeah.
The hotline.
I was talking to Human about that.
I've never done it.
Yeah.
So we're doing it, right?
Well, if we're doing it on a weekday after work,
I'm
in.
I think they open at 10, so I'm thinking we can get there at 10:30, and we could do
that
for an
hour. Let's go to Hooters afterward.
Oh, I've never been to Hooters.
Is Hooters still there?
You've never been to Hooters?
Oh, Hooters is great.
Why are you laughing?
I love their wings.
So, I don't know.
Why would you go to Hooters?
Well, their chicken wings are great. That's why.
Their chicken wings are great. I love their chicken wings.
That's
it's
what
worth
I
going
hear.
To Hooters.
Yum.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's break.
All right. We'll be right back. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Well, happy Monday. What a fun show.
It was.
I looked up after Vinny finished the text a little while. I'm like, oh my God, the show's over already.
I felt like I was laughing all morning.
I know, it's crazy. Super fun. Oh my God. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, Alice is open for business all day. We've got $1,000 an hour right up through 6 o'clock in our 12K a day giveaway. And tomorrow, are we going to have more of the solo passes? A Star Wars story?
Yes, I believe we're going to have those all week.
And what about the Shawn Mendes tickets?
Uh-huh.
That was good.
Yeah. Man, I bet, you know how we've weirdly heard like the box office over the past couple years hasn't been great on a yearly take, but this year has been huge.
It seems like it. There have been
Panther,
so many
Deadpool,
good ones.
Deadpool, Avengers, Solo still to come.
Yeah,
I don't even know what's on the back end.
Right. And I would think, too, that because the last Star Wars came out in December, that had to have fed into this year's. I bet this is a big year for them.
Yeah, like all time.
Right. Cool. All right. So have a great day, and we'll see you on Tuesday.
Wait a minute.
What is it?
What's the big agenda for today at the yard?
Oh, I just have some more painting to finish.
Oh.
Yeah.
What color?
Brown, black, and white. Are the colors that I have to touch up some window trim. I have to get some black on our gutters, and I have to do some brown on some places that I who cares? I was going to tell you the whole story.
We care.
No, you don't care. I had to remove some crap off the side of the house where I used to do hanging tomatoes, and I had to.
And what happened to the hanging tomatoes?
Well, I got a greenhouse, so I don't hang them anymore. They're actually growing in my greenhouse. So, yeah.
Oh, you're right. I don't care.
Yeah, see?
I'm kidding.
I told you.
Sarah, read that text up there about the 13 Reasons Why.
They just, 510, they just canceled the premiere party for 13 Reasons Why. The show is still up. Oh, let me see.
Oh, okay.
Hold on. It says event. That's right.
Oh, okay.
Cancels the 13 Reasons Why season 2 event. Mm. All right, so I guess it's up there. But be warned, it has to do with school shooting. Mm. All right, thank you. Have a great day, everybody, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.